You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's start our trending report today by announcing that the United States is way ahead in total medal count. The big question, Jeremy, at the Olympics is, can we surge this weekend and overtake China when it comes to the gold medals?
We better.
Right now, we end on Sunday.
Okay.
We want the number one spot in gold, not just total medals. We did get gold yesterday in women's beach volleyball. We also got gold in women's pole vault. Oh. The U.S. women's basketball team plays for the gold medal tomorrow against either Japan or France. The ladies are killing it this year at the Olympics.
Yeah, well done. It's awesome.
Man, they're teaching the dudes a thing or two.
Good.
The Rockies beat the Cubs yesterday at Coors Field. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cubbies. The Rockies now welcome the silly named Miami Marlins for a weekend series at Coors Field if you want to go out to the ballpark. If you do, you might want to wear a mask, not just because of the COVID thing, but because of the brown cloud. If you want to work your way into downtown Denver, the brown cloud is getting worse. Between the smoky haze from the fires and the usual smog, Denver yesterday, Jeremy, ranked as the 5th worst city in the world for air pollution.
It's really bad. It's real bad.
In the world.
Pollution, all the particles from the fires, something called ground ozone. I don't even know what that is.
Duh.
And, we got the ground ozone going. So, it's bad.
And they say with temperatures in the 90s this weekend that the ground ozone could get even worse.
Oh, man. I don't like this at all. It's affecting my dog, actually. My dog, we think, has some sort of allergy or something in her eyes due to the particles in the air. And she's been getting all goopy and nasty, mm-hmm. which is disgusting because then we have to clean our dog's eyes constantly.
Yeah.
And they're blaming it on the atmosphere.
It's not good. Some people have health conditions that this is really troubling for them. So,
not a good time to go jogging.
I moved out to the country.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
Tornadoes.
Oh, like there's none of those in Colorado?
Yeah.
Car theft in Denver is skyrocketing. It's up 73% compared to the same time last year. It's up more than 110% since just 2 years ago. So we've been talking about how car inventory is so, and prices are soaring. So I'm thinking that this could be another trend that may not go away anytime soon.
Yeah, for a while. That's, man, people are jerks, huh?
Duh.
That's not good.
I remember when I lived in Littleton, I remember they got so brazen that my neighbor across the street, Linda, had her car stolen out of her garage.
Wow.
And the garage was closed. They still got in.
Got it, huh?
Silently opened the garage. You know, they pulled the cord thing so they didn't have to use the garage door opener.
Yeah.
Just raised it up slowly, stole her car, backed it out, and drove away.
Took off, huh? Oh, man.
Now that you really feel violated.
No joke. Yeah, it's like nowhere safe then. Yeah, Nicole's dad had an F-350 stolen. It was like an $80,000 truck, and stolen. They found it, you know, way downtown somewhere, just beat to hell. Stripped, and they had done meth in it, and
all sorts of stuff.
As a couple years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, about two, three years ago.
And the last thing I got, I like to throw in at least one News for Nerds story, and this one just gives me the shudders because, you know, I'm afraid of spiders. It's a story about how researchers at the University of Wisconsin have been doing some work on daddy long legs. Some of the creepiest of the spiders, just because they look alien, right?
Yeah.
They genetically altered them to make them daddy short legs.
Sounds like a rapper's name or something, doesn't it?
DJ Daddy Shortleg.
Coming at you.
They say the only reason they did that is they're trying to figure out why they got such long damn legs in the first place. They don't understand why it evolved.
What? So they re-engineered them? Is that what you said?
They genetically altered them.
Or were they just in the lab with a pair of scissors?
Oh, that's rude.
Poor little spider.
All right, what else is
trending? This is great that this lands on a Friday. It's International Beer Day. Dun, dun, dun. It says beer is the most popular drink we order at bars. For most Americans, it's their go-to drink. The top 10 beer-loving states. Colorado sits in that top 10 quite solidly, so we're in there. Two-thirds of beer drinkers say they have less than 5 beers a week. Everyone else drinks more than that, including 5% of people who say they have at least 20 beers a week, Dom.
Holy crap.
That's a problem. And if you're not into that kind of beer, it is also National Root Beer Float Day for the kids out there. Get you some of that. Creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, otherwise known as the Casa Bonita guys, have just signed a new $900 million deal to continue South Park. Now, that deal covers 6 more seasons, which will take them up to their 30th season in 2027. Plus, on top of that, they have to come up with 14 South Park movies. Now, these won't be going to theaters. They're going to be going right to that Paramount Plus streaming service. So they're going to be jamming South Park content into that streaming service. But $900 million.
So basically $1 billion that they said that the movies will allow them to shine the spotlight on lesser known or new characters.
Exactly. Some minor characters. And just
so that would be kind of fun.
Expand the world of South Park. So they did have that movie back in 99, which was pretty good. But they haven't, you know, dipped their toe into the movie scene since then, so that's kind of cool.
Didn't they also do the America?
Yes, Team America.
God, Team America.
That's a naughty movie, isn't it? Naughty, naughty movie.
I can't help it.
So
that America
good.
Song makes me laugh
it's
out loud.
Oh, so good.
And we can't play it on our show.
No, 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 never, never. Google it, though, if you want a good laugh. They say that Stranger Things, the series there on Netflix, the end might be in sight. They were talking to some producer on there. They said season 4 is done, but they didn't mention that it was the final season. But maybe season 5 might be. And then, of course, they started teasing spinoffs for Stranger Things. So that might be coming up. If you're bored, the U.S. Air Guitar Championship is tonight on ESPN2. And speaking of Netflix, a Bob Ross documentary is coming to Netflix on August 25th called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal and Greed.
Really?
Discovering the dark secrets hiding beneath those happy little trees.
That. Going back a step, did I tell you that I went to an air guitar contest at a bar one time?
I do recall you doing that.
I mean, I wasn't participating. I just went with friends.
Well, of course not.
And my God, was that one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, so that's going to... It kind of piqued my
Silly
interest tonight.
Grown men.
So I know they are, huh? So check this out. The pandemic was very difficult on restaurants, especially like those casual dining restaurants like Applebee's, which saw sales plummet. But now sales are doing better than they have in years. They're saying that they're up like 102%. And the reason is this goofy little country song that's out right now called Fancy Like by Walker Hayes, which... Didn't we have him here in the studio? I feel like we did when we had our country station. Hmm. Anyway, it's blowing up on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And there's a line in there that says, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Here, actually, I pulled the... Let me just play it for you. Listen.
Hey, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too.
So then he goes on and he's talking about other restaurants and stuff like that. And it's just a fun, happy song. And Applebee's is saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Walker Hayes, because you are just making our sales skyrocket.
Well...
And it's not the first time that this has happened.
I don't thank him because now I can't get Oreo shakes out of my mind. Jerk.
Sounds so good. But look up the little dance to that. It's really fun. It's really kind of cool. So, and then do we want to do real quick the mustard buns? Which
yeah,
is my nickname
should,
for Dom.
I think it's a good idea.
So tomorrow is National Mustard Day. So the makers of French's Mustard just unveiled mustard-flavored hot dog buns. Where
Perfect.
They actually bake mustard into the bread. And I love this idea.
Yep.
Now, the thing is you can't get your hands on them. They posted a recipe for it online. But if you're at a few baseball stadiums, in New York, Chicago, Santa Monica, they are going to have them there at the stadiums. Just as kind of a little gimmicky thing. So I guess you can get your hands on them if you live there. But overall, recipe online if you want to make mustard buns.
It's a really good idea.
Which is such a great idea.
I'm down with it.
Me too. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, from mustard buns to giant Oreo cookies. Social media influencers Ross Smith and his 95-year-old grandmother have created the world's largest Oreo, weighing it at 160 pounds. It's about 4 feet wide, 7,000 times larger than a normal-sized Oreo, and you can see it right now on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.